morning, everyone. I'm so glad to talk about part of my thesis research on reproductive changes of R. flappis alates. So as we know, alates are winged imagos. They can disperse from their parent colonies, and apparently they don't mate during the swarming time. So my objective is to determine the reproductive status of imagos with particular focus on alates. And here's my material and method. We collect pre- and post-alates from three field colonies. And we use histology work to examine the reproductive organs of anthelon alates, phloem alates, and 33 days old queens and 5 year old queens. For female, we look at their larginal terminal oocyte, and we also check the sperm in the sperm seeker or not. We also look at the sperm seeker size. For male, we look at their largest testis lobe, and also to check if the sperm in the testis or not. And here just give you shows you the reproductive systems of male and female. The arrow shows you what we did for our measurement. So here is the terminal oocyte and the recurl tip of the sperm seeker and largest testicular lobe and the sperm. The R. flappis sperm is really interesting. They don't have tails, and apparently they don't move. Our histology procedure just follows the standard histology procedure. The tissues are embedded in paraffin and stained, and then finally examined microscopically. Here's my result. What we found is female swarmers do not mate in their natal colony because no sperm in their sperm seeker. But we do find a mucus-like substance. This red dot here, mucus-like substance. We think they may serve as a sperm energy source. This is give you a general idea about what the sperm energy source have been found in other insects. It has been found in virgin chewbacks, and they think this secretion is carbohydrate, which is polysaccharide. And the function is to keep sperm motile. And also, this secretion has been found in mosquitoes and grasshoppers. And they think it's a similar chemical property and serve as a similar function. And this secretion also be found in vivo. This time, they think this is a phospholipid, which is a fat, not carbohydrate. So the function is to serve as endogenous respiration for the sperm. And so based on previous literature, we come out this periodic acid Schrieff stain systems to determine the chemical properties. And here the periodic acid is to, if the cells contain the glycose, the cell can be oxidized to aldehyde. And the Schrieff reagent function is the tissue contain the glycose will stain the red, and the nucleus will stain the blue. And we know oocyte is really placed to uptake yolk. So now you can see they show really strong PS reaction, show this red color. And here's my result for my histochemical study. And really interesting, I make this for yellow. And only this strong PS reaction only found in female swarmers. Don't find in anthelon alates, and also the young queen and old queens. And let's see the sperm. No sperm were found in the anthelon alates and female swarmers, but the sperm were found in the old queens and young queens. And here's the show you the strong PS reaction. This just as a reference shows a red color. And this is actual sperm seeker. And the arrow point out is the secretion. We can see the secretion is in the sperm seekers of female swarmers. And they do show a PS reaction, which means it's a mucopolysaccharide and no sperm in the sperm seeker. And this picture shows you unflown female alates. So no red color, no secretion, and no strong PS reaction, and no sperm. This is the old queens and young queens. So we do find sperm in the sperm seeker of the queens, which means they are all inseminated. But no strong PAS reaction, no red color, dark red color, and no secretion. And we also measure the reproductive organ size of female, this alates. And so we can see the unflown female alates, they have relatively smaller terminal oocyte compared to the swarmers and the queens. But the interesting thing is for female swarmers, their terminal oocyte is even bigger than the queens. I will talk about this later. And the sperm seeker and unflown female alates have relatively smaller sperm seeker compared with the queens and swarmers. And since we did female, we also look at the males. So males don't show any strong PAS reaction, and but they do produce sperm in the testes. That is unflown alates and the kings. And this is the size of the male reproductive organs. So unflown male alates are are smaller than the kings for the testicular lobe. Here's my discussion. For unflown female alates, if you remember what I told about the secretion stuff, no obvious secretion in the sperm seeker, and they have relatively smaller reproductive organs than the female swarmers and the queens. This may explain why these unflown alates still remain in the colony. Think about that. Even if the unflown female alates can mate with unflown male alates, but if those secretion is served as sperm energy source, even can they mate? The sperm entering the unflown female alates, the sperm probably cannot survive. And no sperm in the sperm seeker, which further confirm mating and insemination do not occur in the natal nest. And female swarmers, we found this mucopolysaccharide secretion in the sperm seeker. We think this may serve as sperm energy source, and they have larger terminal oocytes than the queens. Maybe two reasons. Perhaps due to the cyclic oviposition activity. We know the females, they are not always laying eggs. Between each oviposition period, they have resting state. So we think maybe when we example these queens, they are at a resting stage. So that's why they are the queens, their oocyte size are relatively smaller. Another reason is maybe just because colony variation and a smaller sample size. And for the female swarmers, no sperm found in the sperm seeker, so which means mating and insemination do not occur at time of swarming. And for the queens, young queens and old queens, secretion, we don't find any secretion, but we found sperm. So we think this secretion may be consumed by the sperm. However, we don't know if this secretion is for one-time usage or this secretion can be resumed laterally. So that's why I put down second reason. We need enhanced microscopic to examine the columnar cells of the sperm seeker wall. And maybe we can use TEM to look at that. If the secretion is still in the columnar cells, even we did found them in the lumen of the sperm seeker. Maybe it's in the wall of the sperm seeker. Okay. So here's my conclusion. Alates do not mate in their natal colony or during the swarming time. And unflown female alates are reproductively under development compared with alates that have swarmed. And because they have smaller oocyte and they don't have those secretion in their sperm seeker. And this secretion we found in the virgin swarmers, we think it's comprised of mucopolysaccharide. It may serve as sperm energy source. And these are the people I want to thank. And thanks for their support. I'm welcome for any questions and comments. Thank you.
Do you think swarm flying for the aliens is necessary as a stimulus for the aliens to have that reproductive system developed?
Yeah, I think you asked a really good question. Since this is our first time to collect unflown female alates. So since we don't find this sperm energy secretion, the secretion in the unflown female alate, we think maybe this flying process is critical for those alates to become more mature. Yeah, so maybe they can have the during the swarming time, they may have generate some secretion in the sperm cycle. So I think it's still critical process for them to swarm. Thank you.
Would you predict that the secondary queens would have the mucopolysaccharide lining before mating?
Secondary, you mean in neotenics or?
The wing budded individuals that just bud from the nest that mm-hmm. you mate and sometimes do mm-hmm. end up back.
Yeah, I think I actually during my defense, my committee member also have asked similar questions. We think the secretion probably can be resumed, so that's why this still can appear according to the time. So that's why we think we need a TEM to further confirm that. Yeah. Thank you.